Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this February 14th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And welcoming into the studio, our friends from Encourage, we have Kim Shields, Community Investment and Communications Specialist. Kim, always good to see you.
Great to see you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Yeah. I keep forgetting. I appreciate you being here. And thanks a lot for the time, Kim. And, of course, we want to thank our friends at Encourage, who oftentimes give up their time on this segment to be able to focus on something in our community. Mm-hmm. We've got a very important one on today. We have Cassandra Abney. Am I saying that right?
That's
Abney?
Correct. Yep.
Cassandra, Pam, mark that down. I got a last name right. I always get messed up last names, Cassandra. Cassandra is joining us from Wood County Adult Drug Treatment. And for one, thank you very much for being here. I understand it's a little bit of a crunch for you right now with some of the stuff you got going on. But most importantly, this topic. Thank you for putting your career into this, for what you do in this community when it comes to this. We greatly appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. I love this career like you wouldn't believe, so.
And I'm not surprised. In order to be in a position like that, in order to do something like this, I imagine you have to have a passion for it. I want to get into a couple of things with you, Cassandra, in a moment, and I certainly want to talk with you, Kim, about Encourage and mm-hmm. Community Foundation. Before we do, I find it necessary sometimes in interviews to give a precursor, and for me, when we're talking on this subject, I have been very clear with the audience and mm-hmm. this community about my family and the struggles that my father has gone through with heroin, and I'm extremely fortunate that my father's story is going to end differently. My dad probably going to go out from old age or something like that, or losing his mind over his sports team not doing well or something. That's not how these stories end usually.
Right.
It's in prison or it's an overdose. And the fact that my father is going to go that way or something is thankful, it is in part because of the work that he did, certainly, and that is noteworthy. But he wouldn't have been able to do that work without programs like the drug treatment program that we have here, or like some of the great officers that we have mm-hmm. at the Wood County Jail and that helped him find his way. These things come together. And oftentimes when we're talking about an addiction or somebody getting through an addiction, it is never just a one trick that is going to do it or one thing. It is often a team effort that it takes to make that happen. And we'll talk more about that
Absolutely.
Moment, Cassandra.
Okay.
But just, I'm biased on this subject. I'm going to be honest with you guys. And there's no way I can't not be. And I think that I'm not alone on that. I don't think
right.
that I'm alone whether you've mm-hmm. been touched by this subject or not.
And I appreciate, James, that you've always been very, very open with everybody you know, with the listening audience. I think people can have a lot to learn from you. And the fact that you share your history and your heart is so important. So thank you.
I don't handle compliments well, so I'm just going to move on. No, thanks, Kim. Thank you, Kim.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. Let's talk a little bit about the Encourage Community Foundation, if you don't mind, Kim.
Yeah,
start out.
Great. Thank you. So we are in our 30th year. We've shared that with our listeners before,
awesome.
And we got it on our social media platforms and letters that we've mailed out. And we're really, really excited to be able to serve our community, to invest in our community. You know, it all started with our founder, Virginia Brazo, and her having a dream that to create a community foundation for the people of our area, for the mm-hmm. greater Southwood County area, and to help support the changing needs. And so with that, we've been able to utilize our unrestricted funding to be flexible and nimble. And one of the ways is supporting you know, mm-hmm. like Three Bridges Recovery, the
right,
Wood County
right.
Adult Treatment Court. So many organizations that in our community that are serving basic needs, mm-hmm. Crisis situations, and those that, you know, help educate the community and just to be there.
Yeah.
This wraparound support mm-hmm. for every single individual. And along with that, in our 30th year, we have a very generous supporter that is offering a $30,000 dollar-for-dollar match by 3:30.
Whoa.
And we are so excited and so humbled and so pleased mm-hmm. to have this support. And, you know, this person had asked, you know, the community is for everybody, regardless of where you come from, what you do, what your dreams are. What you struggle with and who's going to take care of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really important question that was asked.
Yeah.
And with that, the person was very generous and had the means to be able to provide this match.
Mm.
And so we are raising funds. It's for our unrestricted funding. Mm. So that's something that, you know, ties into our topic today.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And who's going to take care of the community? You know,
mm-hmm.
we're a part of that. And with that unrestricted funding, we were able to help get involved with the Wood County Adult Drug Treatment Court early mm-hmm. on. So, I mean, back in October of 2004, we were able to provide some startup funding that helped. Wow. We have a fund at Encourage so people can donate, get their tax receipt if that's important to them, but everybody does. And we're able to support this great community asset. I mean, this important service that the drug court is providing, mm-hmm. Working with their individuals, which I'm looking forward to hearing Cassandra talk about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just want to highlight that mm-hmm. and let people know if they're interested in donating to help support our unrestricted funding to be able to do work like this, we would greatly appreciate it.
When I was a kid, I remember, and I think a lot of us have heard this story before, you know, around Christmas, and somebody goes around and anonymously leaves money in mailboxes mm-hmm. or does a big donation, and it's from Anonymous or something. Mm-hmm. And as a kid, I always thought that was the coolest thing. It was something that I dreamed about doing one day and everything. And for this person and all the individuals over the years that have done things like that, gigantic thank you to putting back into your community for caring about that kind of thing. And it goes so far. I think with Anonymous, it focuses on the money. It focuses on the giving. Mm-hmm. Not to say it wouldn't if you wanted your name mentioned. No right. harm in that at all. Mm-hmm. I just think that it's interesting when that happens, and it's so important that this open program, this open fund that mm-hmm. we have. We just don't know where it could be, what is coming around the corner, and where it could be really useful.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a wonderful conversation with Three Bridges, who we've had on the radio before and is a huge partner mm-hmm. to the Adult Drug Treatment Court. Mm-hmm. And in talking about the needs that they have and the waiting list that we have in Wood County, over half of their waiting list is for Wood County alone.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a tremendous need. And some of the funding, the state funding that they receive had started up with the opioid crisis in response to that. And so it all comes around. But to be able to be flexible and have that ability to support wherever it's needed as needs arise is so critical for our organization.
Mm-hmm. Well said. And we look forward to hearing more and more about this opportunity for people, and mm-hmm. hopefully next month here in a match, you know, here in some match in that. That's great.
Yeah, we're close to halfway, which we're super excited. Nice. It started on Giving Tuesday.
That's phenomenal.
And so we're excited.
Keep that in mind, everybody, that you got until the 30th of next month to get that match in and everything. So we're going to be hoping, and you can find out more about Encourage. We'll give you the information on that in a little bit.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Cassandra, the Wood County Adult Drug Treatment Court is where you're joining us from and represent today. And I'd like, if you don't mind, to start on the history of the Wood County's Drug Court and the state of Wisconsin in general in this state.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys for inviting me here today. I'm super passionate about drug courts. And with Encourage, they've helped us out tremendously with a lot of things. So to kind of start off, the first ever, they're technically called Problem Solving Court, started in 1996 in Dane County. Ours started up here in Wood County in 2004, but it wasn't until 2007 that we really got like our major grant funding from the state, and we were really able to kind of like headway. And so we're a completely grant-funded program. The county does have to do a little bit of, because we're grant funded, they do have to kind of a little bit of tax levy with that. But essentially everything I'm a grant funded position, everything mm-hmm. like that. So, you know, until that 2007 mark is kind of when we really headway and we're able to kind of start the program.
Yeah. Very mm-hmm. cool. And the program has only grown since then in use, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. I started, so it's kind of a fun fact, is I actually started with this is my second time working with the program. So I started my career back in 2014-ish with the program. I started just as a drug court case manager underneath Ryan McMillan at the time. And then I went to be a probation and parole agent for 5 years. And then as soon as this position kind of was posted, I live in this community. I'm so passionate for me. I jumped on it, and I've been back for almost a year at this point, and I absolutely
good
love it.
You. Good on you. Right on. And we need passionate people in these positions, so that's good to hear.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, and I say that, it's hard for me to say that. It's hard to imagine most people that don't know what drug court is nowadays because this has affected our communities so much. And whether it's a 6 degrees of separation or not, most of us have heard a story or understand in a loose gross way what drug court is. What I'd like to do is give an actual answer to what it is instead of kind of like people just assuming, or maybe you heard so-and-so talking about it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's give an actual definition of what drug court is.
Okay. So essentially, it's a program designed to help break the cycle of substance abuse and reduce crime, ultimately making Wood County a healthier place. So I know that's really a blanket term. But, you know, at the end of the day, people can come into this program in two different ways. So one way is through the court system. Mm-hmm. So they're sentenced to come to drug court. And at the end, if they complete it, they typically get their charge dismissed or reduced. Or they can come in through an alternative to revocation. So that means they're already on probation. And then, you know, their agent doesn't want to send them to jail or prison. They want to offer them a route to treatment. Mm-hmm. So they come into our program. It's a really hard commitment. I won't minimize that at all. It's at minimum 16 months. Typically, I mean, we have some people at this point that are going on the 2-year mark in the program. So it's just, it goes off of, you know, how well they're doing, you know, the benchmarks they rate, you know, they make as to how, you know, the progress kind of goes along with it. So, I mean, it's intense, but I mean, it works. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it. I'll tell you that. It works. It's important in this community. It really is.
I'm curious, before, let's get into your role first and I'll ask my question. So Cassandra, what is your role in the, at the treatment center?
Okay, so I am the case manager. So I'm kind of, I do everything, let's be honest.
I was going to say, I felt asking that question, like I know this is going to be a loaded question.
It really is.
You can take that on, Cassandra.
Right, absolutely. So, I mean, essentially I am kind of the middleman between the participant and the team. So in the 7+ years I've worked with this, you know, problem-solving courts, we probably have one of the biggest teams I've seen in the state. You know, when we sit at our table, we have multiple tables because there's the judge, the DA, the, you know, the public defender, the private defense. We have three bridges. We have treatment. You know, that's just to name a few of them, obviously. And so I kind of in that middleman, I connect the person with the resources. I help them, you know, create case plan, goals, everything like that. I have to kind of monitor their progress with them, and I report back to the team. You know, so I'm kind of the know-all, be-all. I'm the one that some of them try to call in the middle of the night. Not that I will always answer, but I am, you know, I have a phone on me 24/7, and I'm kind of their main point of contact when it comes to this program and the things that they need.
I can't imagine the amount of people that you've been able to help, and you and your team, over the years you've been doing this. You mentioned 6-7 years, you say, in that amount of time, let alone how the amount of time that the program has been around, how many people they have been able to help and benefited from this. And as far as that goes, piggybacking off of that, how has drug court utilized the funds received from Encourage?
Oh, that's something that our participants absolutely enjoy. So when it comes to drug court, you know, we follow the Wisconsin state standards. And one of those is we have to have a 4-to-1 or a 10-to-1 ratio. Mm-hmm. And what that means is for every, you know, one sanction, we have to have 4 positives, right? Or 4 incentives, what we call them. We try to do the, for every 1 negative, 10 positives. So what we've always utilized the Encourage funds for is we have a biannual drawing every single year. So that's in the summer and then in the winter we do this drawing. They're able to get entries to the drawing by every week at court when they appear. If they have no violations, it's, you know, if they've done everything they need to, then they're able to put their name in that drawing. And then when we do these drawings, we go out and we get, oh man, we just had one not long ago, and we get, you know, air fryers, pots and pans, like those big ticket items that a lot of these participants never could dream of purchasing on their own. We do some fun stuff too. You know, one year we got like a volleyball net that you can hang out outside, you know, stuff like that. So we use those funds to buy those items for those drawings. And I mean, participants really look forward to that because that's just, you know, it's that instant. Unfortunately, it's not an instant gratification because they have to wait. But getting that name in that drawing, you'd be surprised when people have, because as the program goes on, they are able to go to like less court, you know, less responsibilities. And some of them are sad about that because they want to get more entries into the drawing.
That's funny.
And you're like, well, you know, you got to realize this is kind of how it works. So it's just such a phenomenal.
This is a good thing. You're doing well.
Exactly. Yeah, and a lot of them struggle with that because they want more entries into it. But that's something
it's great.
That,
it's such an incentive.
It is.
And a reward for completing that part of the program or or advancing in something, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
One thing I don't think people realize when it comes to overcoming addiction is how low your confidence is mm-hmm. in those moments, and how the shame and so much of that mm-hmm. can be. No matter who the addict is, 99% of them are going to be dealing and struggling with something along those lines. And then that's while they're dealing with it, while they're on the stuff, mm-hmm. while they're quote-unquote high or anything. Once they're off, that shame and that lack of confidence only increases like tenfold. So there is no small wins. There is no small victories. With something like this that makes you feel good, that's a confidence booster. That's a little bit of a nudge up in that confidence, and every little bit adds up. Every little bit helps. So I don't make light of that. That's a great program. It's a great idea.
Yeah. We just started implementing, which we're going to switch to using some of our Encourage funds for, as well as we do a bingo card. So that's more of a instant gratification kind of thing. So every single phase, it's a five phase program, sorry. And every phase we go through goals for them. They can be super simple, like making, you know, five clean UAs, like something really, really basic. Or I had the other day, somebody added they wanted to get a mop for their house. So something that we see is that's everyday life for us, right? For them, that was huge for him to be able to get, so we put it on his bingo card. Right on. And once he gets a bingo, we do a $5 incentive. And then when they get a blackout, it's a $25 incentive. Cool. So that's something that, you know, we get him gift cards to various. So we're giving back to the community, too. You know, I got gift cards for Cravings or Rogers Cinema, stuff like that, for stuff like that. And they love that. And that's like, it helps some of those earlier ones, so they don't have to wait till the drawing, right? Mm-hmm. It's more of an instant gratification, and they're the ones doing. It's not like I'm just getting them a pat on the back. Like, they completed their goals, so then they're getting a reward for that.
Well, and the gift card to the local establishments, I mean, there's so many positives to that from an economic standpoint. Yeah. But it gives them some normalcy.
Absolutely.
You know, they're out with everybody else. Mm-hmm. So when you talked about the confidence, James, I would think that would be big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's really big, yeah.
We're speaking with Cassandra Abney from the Wood County Adult Drug Treatment and Kim Shields from Encourage. And I just had a couple of side questions before we get into some details about how people can donate and find out more about the drug court or information if you need that, follow-up questions or anything.
Absolutely.
I'm curious, in the time that you've been doing this and the time the drug court has been around, has the approach towards marijuana changed at all? As our states have changed, as our laws have looked at these things differently, we're already seeing a court system's going back and taking a lot of those old cases off people's records and everything. Is there any, and do you have any information? Do you know anything about that? Have you seen anything regarding that as a change or any change in the clients that you have or anything?
Okay. I mean, we definitely hear it, right? You know, like, oh, it's going to be legal, so we should be able to, you know, we are complete, you got to be abstinent. So you cannot use drugs at all while in our program. You know, but we still, we hear that, you know, when they get to the end, some of them.
That's on me, Cassandra. I didn't word that right. I'm sorry. What I was curious of is certainly not that it's being taken lightly or anything like that. But if you're seeing less of those kind of clients, of people with marijuana, cases and everything.
Yeah, actually we are. We're seeing a lot less. I want to say in the last probably handful of years, I don't have anyone that's actually in right now in possession of marijuana. It's all, you know, methamphetamine, narcotics. You know, those are kind of the big things. So I do see that less.
I bring it up just in part because obviously the topic is nationwide about legalization and a lot of that, but also so we can put our focus a little bit here. Not to say that you take your eye off the ball with any of these things, but okay, well, that is working. It's, I don't want to say it's working itself out, but it is societally. Okay, fentanyl, meth, these things, they need our attention. We need to be focusing on these things and being able to give us and our audience a little bit more of a focus on that stuff, if you will.
Yeah.
I'm also curious about how, when it comes to the stigmas or the different things that you deal with in this position and your clients deal with, the people that are trying to go through this, I mentioned my background. I'm already familiar with this, but I don't know how much the audience is, and especially when they are doing some of these things themselves. The people that are trying to go through this are community members, are taxpayers. And if you don't care about their health or their mental well, you know, being or anything, you got to care about that. You'd probably like your tax dollars to be lower. You'd probably like your tax dollars to be reasonable. More and more people paying taxes means lower taxes. More and more people in the workforce means a better workforce. This all adds up. We're not doing this out of the goodness of our hearts or anything. This has an economic impact. This has a societal impact. act that everybody can get behind, I would think. But when it comes to some of the naysayer, some of the pushback that mm-hmm. you get, what is some of the like stigmas we can tear off of on this, or we can get it to one?
Okay. Well, I was going to thank you for telling your story and mm-hmm. telling, you know, because there is such a stigma against this. It's a huge stigma. So, you know, that's kind of the hard part, why we have such a large team, because that kind of helps us kind of, I don't want to say get rid of the stigma. There's always going to be one. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, they see law enforcement in a different light. They mm-hmm. see the judge in a different light, you know, stuff like that, and vice versa. Yeah. You know, when our participants come in contact with law enforcement, no matter what, they have to announce that they're part of our program. That is actually a rule of the program.
Yeah.
You know, so then we get these calls and they're like, hey, this person looks really well. Are they doing mm-hmm. really good in drug court? You know, so it's, I feel like being in our program and our program in general is reducing that stigma a little bit because kind of like you said, these are our neighbors. These are mm-hmm. our kids' teachers. These are, you know, they're people in our community that at the end of the day, we're trying to better our community as a whole. And these clients want that as much as we do, you know, so there can't be, it can be one choice that put this person into active addiction. And, you know, we always talk about, I talk with my coworker a lot about it, is that between me and the person that I'm working with, we're not much different. Yep. It's just because I chose one path and they might have made one other choice. You know, mm-hmm. we both might have had some trauma in our background and I sought seeing a counselor, they sought drugs. Like, it's just one little choice that they're not much different than us. And we can't, we have to realize that we're all, this is our community. And we, if we want to continue to enjoy it and mm-hmm. prosper, we have to face this epidemic. We absolutely do.
Can't thank you enough for the time. It's been great getting to meet you, Cassandra. The only catch is you did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back. Now you're going to have to do this again sometime.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
I can do that.
I appreciate that. If people have follow-up questions and want to know more about drug court or any of the things we've talked mm-hmm. about today, Cassandra, how can they get in touch with you?
So they can get in touch with me via email or, you know, if you go on the Wood County page, like mm-hmm. web page. We're under the Criminal Justice Department, so my contact info is all on there. I'm right in the courthouse. It's an open door. You can come visit at any point. Any questions? You know, I would love anybody to ask. I'm more than happy to kind of spread the news.
WoodCountyWI.gov is the website you referenced there. WoodCountyWI.gov.
Yes, thank you.
And people can actually observe drug court still, correct?
Yes, thank you. Every Monday at 1 o'clock, it's open court. So anyone can come at any point. I
didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm there every single week. So if you have questions after, I'm more than happy to answer them.
Appreciate you, Cassandra. Thank you. Kim, if people have follow-up questions for you or Encourage, how can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 715-423-3863 or send an email to hello@encouragecf.org. And if you would like to support our unrestricted work or you would like to support drug court specifically, you can do that on our website, encouragecf.org, and it's on the give page, give now. For us, there's a drop down, and for drug court, just type it in.
Be sure to bookmark that web page, everybody. Appreciate both of you so darn much. Thank you very much for being here. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.